Blog Talk Radio.
Of a show, and you know, I'm in a really jovial mood today. I want to welcome everybody that is listening right now to the Lockhart Perspective, and I'm going to give it to you exactly as I see it, as I normally do. The Lockhart Perspective, we're covering today the gift that just keeps on giving, the gift of laughter that is the Biden clan, the whole entire family. I don't mean just the mama, I don't mean just the papa, I mean all of them. These people are amazing, and America voted them in. But most importantly, I have to continue to put the weight on the Black community. I just do. I just can't help it. I just have to. What I really want to ask them a lot of times whenever I see some of my family members or some of my friends who just had to have them. You know what I'm saying? It's like a bad batch of candy, and you keep telling the child, you don't want that candy. That's not good. It's too sweet. I got to have it. And then after they get it, they end up with a big old stomach ache. Mm-hmm. I keep asking them, are you happy now? Are you guys happy now? 515-605-9357 is the number to call in if you would like to become a part of the show and let us know your thoughts on the Biden clans and all Biden clan and all their gaffes. That's right, all their gaffes. Everything that you thought they said it. Trust and believe, they said it. Yeah, so how many of you guys out there have families or friends or people that you know that had to have them? They just had to, and now they do. It's so ironic to me when I look over the past several years how they really talked so badly about the former president, Mr. Naranga. They gave Mr. Orange Man such a bad time. They really did. They gave him a bad time. They said that he was racist, that he was misogynistic, that he was, I mean, anything you can think of, they said it. They said it about him. They really honestly did. And now, where are we? We are looking at this president and his wife now making more and more gaffes. They say more stupid stuff than anybody, the most stupid stuff. Okay, so we're going to get into this. And I would love to see my brother. Okay, that's what I'd love to do. I'd love to have my brother on with me today. That would be great. But anyway, I just sent him a message, so we'll see what we can get in here. I want to thank you for being here. Who is this with me? I think I know who this is. Hold on a second. Let me see who this is. Hello, 804-855. Who you be?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Listen, I don't know whether you heard it or not, but this is the, and I'm using it very lightly, last Monday. So I'll just, you just chill out because I know you probably working or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Last Monday, there was a response that was given to the First Lady about the comment that she made. And what a comment, folks. What a comment. Well, there were several comments that came from several different organizations. But what I want to do is I want to take a little, I'm going to use that as the coup de grace. I'm going to keep her at the top of this Sunday, the Sunday that is the Bidens, okay? The Biden Sunday, because she did the ultimate, which goes to show that these folks know what they are and who they are. Only people who don't care to know or who didn't care to know was the people who were not voting correctly. Today is not a heavy show. We had a whole week of heavy. I had a lot of week of heavy reporting on Headlines of the Voice, a lot of reporting over here. So today we are going to look at the Bidens, the gift of laughter that just keeps giving. But first, I want to start with him and his history, because a lot of people fail to realize that this man had an unbelievable history. But you know what it shows me here in America? It shows me that Black folks specifically, because I got to deal with us, because I keep saying, if it weren't for the Black woman, he would not be in office, as well as some of the other hocus pocus that went on. But with that said, I want to get into this, because the Biden's history of getting away with racist remarks did not just start. No, sir, no, ma'am, it did not. Listen, Joe Biden has had a decades-long habit of making overtly racist comments, taking discriminatory positions, and cavorting with known racists. Bird, bird, tweet, 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 bird. Anyway, things that would get anyone in his political party on the right, the political right, tossed right out of any conversation, politely kicked out of society. Well, they don't politely kick anybody out anymore. They just drag their names. They make them apologize. And these dodo birds do it. Let me tell you something. If it is the Father's will that I become big and famous, anything I say, I ain't taking it back. How about that? Just so you know. I ain't taking it back. You can keep your coins, your quarters, your hot dogs, your burgers, your rent, your mortgage. You can keep it all, because I don't backpedal. What I said when I said it, and I meant it, period. Poor what's-her-face, the lady that's the singer. Macy Gray just backpedaled on something, but that's for another moment, because we do have a few other stories, and maybe we'll touch on Macy Gray. I took 90 minutes today, because I really feel like last week we just really went short. But here it is. While lamenting the difficulty in convincing many Latinos and Black people to take that COVID shot, well, he made some comments. He commented on a series. He made just like one after another, racially charged blunders that barely registered with the regular media. I mean, they were totally, you know, they love to push the whole black-white narrative. They love to say how, you know, the former president was so racist, and how there's so many people that are racist, racist, racist. They love to push that narrative, right, to get everybody angry and emotionally charged, because Black lives matter, unless, of course, you somebody in a Black community that just gunned down half the neighborhood, and that don't even make the news. But anyway, I digress. Here is what they do. They like to push the narrative, and it makes us look like we are just absolutely out of our mind. And that's exactly what happens when the media fails to report on everything that is said fairly, because the media is not fair. Okay, it's owned by a handful of people with a whole bunch of CIA folks that work for them anyway. Biden white-splained that Latinos and America resist vaccinations because, quote, this is what he said about the Latinos, because, quote, they're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported. He said it. Okay, so this statement makes the insane assumption that all Latinos present in the United States as a country are all illegal and subject to expulsion. It never occurred to Biden that more than 60 million Latinos are actually American citizens, according to the most recent census figures. While insulting such a sizable segment of our population, Biden actually went further. Yes, he did. He had to push the envelope. Didn't nobody tell him, baby, come on back from over there. You're about to get burned. And even if they did, he was probably too demented to get it. But nonetheless, let's keep going. He referred to this group of people as Latinx, which is a term that was invented by woke academics who objected to gender-specific words in the Spanish language. Just 3% of Latinos use Latinx to describe themselves, and less than a quarter of them have ever heard the term. And this was according to the Pew Research Center. Many find it to be an offensive bastardization. Let's say that again. They find it to be an offensive bastardization of the Spanish language. That's what they said. Now here, Biden is almost certainly unaware of what he's saying, and he has simply repeated what a liberal on his staff has instructed him to say, which all of them should be fired. They all should be fired. I work PR in conjunction with a couple of other hats with one of the last companies that I worked with, actually several of the companies that I worked with. And I'll tell you one thing. If your PR person, in my opinion, allows you to say stupid-ish, they should be fired. But then again, if you stupid and you don't know what they're saying, then I guess they all right, they're in good company. Anyway, that was funny, and I don't care who you are. But there were plenty of examples where Biden should not receive the benefit of the doubt. People had been giving him a pass. They started giving him small passes, and then they got into bigger passes. And now that's why I say I'm looking for the black folks to ask them, are you happy now? Because after giving him so many passes, you guys, you can't hear anything. It's like crickets. It's crickets out there. And you know what I call on that? I call it, there you go. Say it again. That's what I say about the crickets that I hear, because that's exactly what it is. I'm sorry if somebody got offended by that comment, but that's exactly what it is. And your girl ain't going to say it, but I'm going to definitely tell you that's how I feel about what they have done. Because now you can't listen. My son called me asking me for $7 this morning from California until he gets paid tomorrow. Why? Because the gas is $7 a gallon, and he was just trying to get to the job so he could clock in, show his face, and get this day added onto the check. Okay? I ain't gonna lie. That's some BS, right? But then again, he didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for him. But all of our friends and some of our family, most of our family did. Now, listen. They gave him the benefit of the doubt, but then in the same breath that he was talking about the Latino people, in the same breath as his Latinx comment, Biden lectured about the fear of black folk that they have overtaking the vaccine at that time. When he attempted to point out historically shameful episodes when they were subjected to inhumane medical experiments. Excuse me, I don't know whether anybody knows it, but they just came out with some statistics for autism. So when they were, and these statistics were not done by anybody from the black community. I'll just leave that there. So it goes on to say, this is what he had to say. He says, as far as blacks are concerned and what their hesitancy was, he says, they are used to being experimented on. The Tuskegee Airmen and others, Biden said. Wow. In this, he confused the legendary World War II fighter pilots with a long, notorious governmental study of syphilis among black men, the Tuskegee experiment. It does not take much effort to imagine the media's reaction if Donald Trump had managed so many racial issues in one press conference. The examples that date back to his campaign for president and earlier abound. Now, on Charlemagne the God, and I do have a clip, and I'm going to tell you the name of the channel. You can go visit it. It's on YouTube. And I'm going to play that clip. I'm not sure if you guys are going to be able to hear, but I'm going to change out my audio so that you can. But here's the clip. Everybody remembers the notorious statement that he made while on Charlemagne the God's show. Now, on Charlemagne the God's popular morning show in May of 2020, Biden infamously asserted to the largely black audience, not largely the black audience, that if they were unsure of whether or not to vote for him or Trump, you ain't black. Let's get a little bit of memory, shall we? Let's go on over here and exercise the memory. Let's see. What is this? Let's get this, because you guys got to see this. You got to hear this. You can't see it, but you can definitely hear it. All right, here you go. Let's see if I queued it up good enough. Let's see. All right, and let's undo that.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
The comment may have been
that was from Hip Hollywood is where that clip came from. Hip Hollywood is where the clip came from. And he said, you ain't black, but that's nothing. He said a few more things in this one. Let's see. I don't even want to play any more of him. I can't stand his voice anymore. You know, I mean, before okay, great, I could take it. But now it's getting to the point where, when are we going to do something to help this cat out the door, right? Yeah, that's right. When are we going to do something? Okay, so then in August of 2020, Biden told a gathering of Black and Hispanic journalists that unlike African Americans, now I watched this myself and my eyes were just, I couldn't believe it. He said, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. And yet, crickets. Taken together, these statements clearly suggest that Biden believes that all Black people think alike. In the same interview, responding to a question on whether he had taken a cognitive test, now this is the part that got me, the cognitive test, Biden angrily fired back with the aggression, with the suggestion that the Black reporter who was actually speaking to him was a drug addict. Did you hear me? I know there's a lot of people that may hear this and say, why is she going in on the president? Because this needs to be indelibly inked into everybody's mind that you were tricked. You were tricked. You were used. Spells were cast. And you walked exactly like giant robot to the polls, for those who did, stood in lines, okay? And we don't do lines. Okay, his son do lines. We don't do lines. But people stood in lines. And this is the reason why I'm pushing it, because we're headed into November. And in November, people are going to make the same ignorant mistakes that they have made in the past. And that's why I am driving this home right now. I'm starting in July so that I can ramp all the way up to September, and hopefully somebody registers with one of the things that I'm showing, because he and all of his cohorts, and it's the cohorts that I'm looking at for November that I'm trying to share with everybody, back up, stay away. And for all of the people who still vote Republican, you need to back up as well, because they have just inserted a bevy of people that are formerly Democrats that just switched their titles and are running in races under the Republican ticket. I'll hold. Okay. Did you just hear what I said? So what am I telling you? They are banking on Black folk not doing their research. They are banking on Black folk just accepting this because they say they like us. They Democrats. And Mama Nim was Democrats. And Daddy Nim was, and my grandmama Nim, and the people. Meanwhile, the same exact roads that you drive to go see Mama Nim and Daddy Nim are all torn up because of your democratically placed congressmen, councilmen, senators, city mayors. Everybody that you put in is all, they're all Democrats, and they're giving you exactly what you got before. So that's why I've made myself a lovely committee of one, if I might say so, to tell y'all to get up off of it and let these people do what they do and go on about their business and do not vote for these folks anymore. With your $7 gallon, $7 a gallon of gas coming out of Compton, California this morning, blowing my phone up. I just need $7. Can I have $7? And I love me, my baby. I send him more than the $7. But the deal is, really? Seriously? Really? Okay. Now that I'm off that soapbox, let's get into the rest of the story. So now, in the same interview, responding to a question on whether he had taken the cognitive test, Biden angrily fired back with the suggestion that the Black reporter was a drug addict, saying, quote, that's like saying you, before you got into this program, you're to take a test on whether or not you're taking cocaine, Biden said. What do you think about that? Are you a junkie? Dude, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm so sorry. We would have been rolling around. They would have had me in some nice little silver braces, because I would have whooped knock comb bumps over him for that statement. How dare he, with his son? And let me get on. Let me just move on. So now, put these words into Mitch McConnell's mouth and try to envision how long he'd be allowed to remain in the Senate.
let alone in a leadership position. But Biden has been getting away with this for years. In 2010, he warmly eulogized, tweet, 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 Senator Robert Byrd, a former exalted Cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan, saying that he was one of his mentors. And black folks still voted for him. They still voted for him. What's the problem? Saul, they're crazy, shouted the woman out the window. They're nuts. He was his mentor. Do you know what mentor means? When a mentee says it, it means everything that I've learned, I learned from you. Everything that I revere it because you taught me to. My ideology, my mindset, everything that I can think about, everything that I can imagine and aspire to be, I got it because I got it from you. Why? Because I'm your mentee. And well, you my mentor. And that the Senate is a lesser place for his going. He said he was one of my mentors. The Senate is a lesser place for his going because he passed away. Let's keep on going, because in 2007, he referred to Barack Obama as the first mainstream African-American who is articulate, bright, and clean. Bright and clean. Did you hear me? He said that he is the first African-American who is articulate, who is bright, and who is clean. So what you saying? We speak it in the Ebonics, baby, is because we speak in Ebonics. So there goes the articulate piece. Bright, well, we are the dark. And clean, because we so dirty. All of us dirty, you know, we all ashy. All of us is ashy, massa. We all our ankles look like we's been kicking flour, and all our feet is filthy from walking all the way from the main house out here to the fields. We so nasty and so dirty. This man in 2007 referred to Barack Obama as the first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean, and yet they voted for this dude. In 2006, he said, you can't go into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent, and yet this chick, who is definitely an Indian because her mama from India, is his sidekick. So I'm telling you, baby, somebody getting some money from somewhere. Somebody is allowing this cat to just continue because, well, if you go against him, then you ain't going to get something, some pay, some money somehow. Now, way back in 1977, he said that forced busing, okay, to desegregate schools would cause his children to grow up in a racial jungle with your crackhead rump son. Yeah, you got a lot to worry about. Your son needs to be put in prison. Yes, he does, because you're the one who wrote the bill, as you love to boast about. You're the one who talked about the drugs going from the first step and the second step and how they ended up getting out there. You don't want none of these terrible people to hit your mama and your wife upside the head, and you use the same KKK fear that they used in all of the propaganda from the 20s and the hundreds and all of that. You did all of that and talked about, and now your son, Moon Unit space cadet that he is walking around seemingly with a dodo bird camera coming out of every part of his body, because we're seeing all of his business in several different frames from the top to the bottom. From the top to the bottom, this cat must have a camera on his right forehead, on the right side of his forehead, the left side of his forehead, right there at his Adam apple, right there in his navel. He must got two down on each kneecap. This dude has a camera everywhere. Big Brother is truly following him. Let's not talk about him impregnating Big Brother's wife. But then again, I digress because, well, I'm not supposed to talk like this anyway. Yeah, he said it was going to cause his kids to grow up in a jungle. Of course, he infamously worked with, okay, all these different senators to oppose that mandatory busing, which decades later led to the strongest moment in Kamala Harris' campaign for president, when she blasted him for having to it had personally impacted her. Lies, all freaking lies, because this girl was born, raised, and moved around exactly the way she was because this was the position she was bred for, okay? Please believe it. And over the course of his entire career, he had kind words to say about staunchly segregationist senators. Mm-hmm. He had great things to say about them. Many, many great things to say about them. Any one of these statements or episodes would have been enough to sink the political career of any conservative in Washington, against whom tenuous accusations of racism are commonplace and occur almost daily. But Joe Biden, who has a lifetime of them, is now the president of the United States. And on some days and in some ways, it must be good to be on the left. It just must be a wonderful thing. It must be, because he and his wife are a complete pack of jokes. They really are. So that is what I think about him. But why am I talking about this today? And what did I mean by a week ago today, a group of individuals made a comment about First Lady Jill Biden? Well, let me just give it to you, shall we? First Lady Jill Biden faces backlash from Hispanic journalist organizations, saying, quote, "We're not tacos." The National Association of Hispanic Journalists, will be called the NAHJ going forward in this piece, responded last Monday to a much criticized comment by First Lady Jill Biden, calling the Latino community as unique as the breakfast tacos. Here in San Antonio, she really thought she was in it to win it. She was in it to win it. She said almost, she strutted on in there. I could see her strutting in there with the moves of none other than George Jefferson. Just let me mount this podium and say what I'm gonna say. My speech writer hooked me up today. I'm gonna say it and say it loud. And she got up there. And then people in San Antonio was like, yeah, yeah. Whoa, what? Okay. They were like, ¿por qué? Que nabla? They could not understand. What did she just say to her? Whoa, what the what? Homegirl called them people. She said they was like breakfast tacos, baby. Not a breakfast burrito, not a chimichanga, not a quesadilla. No, this chick said they was as unique as the breakfast tacos and said it. But I'm telling you, all of the people that write their speeches and do all their stuff for them all need to be fired. These folk need to be fired. But let's just finish getting into it. So the National Association of Hispanic Journalists responded on Monday to a much criticized comment by the First Lady Jill Biden, calling the Latino community as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, saying that the remarks were culturally inappropriate. Quote, "We are not tacos." "We are not tacos," wrote the NAH in a statement criticizing Biden. It goes on to say they encourage Dr. Biden and her speechwriting team to take time in the future to better understand the complexities of our people and our communities, the group added. Biden made the remark earlier on Monday at the 2022 Unidos U.S. annual conference held in Texas, where she spoke on the Hispanic quest for equity. Their quest for equity. In her speech, Biden said the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bodegas of the Bronx, and as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength. Can you just imagine if she were to have some type of music that followed up with her? I could just hear the music. Because that's not it. The NAHJ responded that using breakfast tacos to try to demonstrate the uniqueness of Latinos in San Antonio demonstrates a lack of cultural knowledge and sensitivity to the diversity of Latinos in the region, close quote. The statement goes on to continue, however, our heritage as Latinos is shaped by a variety of diasporas, cultures, and food traditions and should not be reduced to a stereotype. A number of conservative figures responded to Biden's comments criticizing her speech and claiming that reactions to their remarks would have been stronger if she were on the right of the political spectrum. Mm-hmm. Now, the part that I think that's amazing is how everybody came out and attacked the people who said, yeah, well, wait a minute, we're not tacos, and they shifted it to the right. Do you see? You see, they shifted everything. Say, the right is attacking. The right is attacking. It goes on to say, imagine the regime media meltdown if a conservative called Hispanics breakfast tacos like Jill Biden did at the Latinx luncheon today. This was written by Christina Pushaw, the press secretary of Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis. No wonder Hispanics are feeling the Democratic are fleeing the Democratic Party. They're running. You understand me? They are running. Now let's talk about why they're running. The reason why they're leaving the Democratic Party. Oh, wait a minute. I got a song for you. This is her. This is her. Okay. So can you guys hear this? Let me make sure you can hear it. I hope you can hear it. All right. Here you go. This was what she really meant. This is the music that she should have come in on. Okay. Hey. I'm telling y'all, she was walking in that room like, yeah. Just imagine her walking in just like George Jefferson to the side and then moving on to the other side, just grooving with it. Can you just imagine her walking and grooving to her beat? She's like, give me something spicy. Let's switch it up a little bit. Uh-oh. Hey. Hey, look here, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in to tell me off because you don't appreciate what I just did, here go the number, 515-605-9357. I am so terribly sorry if you don't like it, but here's what I got to say. I'm going to tell you what I got to say right now because I think it's only fair that I should let you know. I mean, if we do not laugh at the people who are in office right now, we are going to lose our minds. I promise that we are. So she actually did receive a lot of backlash dealing with this, and a lot of the people really blamed they just went off and they started to blame all of the Republicans. Oh, the Republican backlash. Oh, the Republicans are talking about them. Oh, the Republicans have such terrible things to say. Oh, it's only the Republicans. No, dude. You didn't read the letter from these people that said don't relegate us to tacos, especially the tacos that are across this border, because that's not a taco, okay? All fried up and greasy, okay? Listen, these people, and I'm not even going to get on the sun today because, listen, I talked about the daughter, bless her soul, last week, having to have a nasty daddy like that, but anyway, that's that. So we're going to look at one more story before we open up the lines and take calls. And I really do want everybody to come in. And this that we're going to talk about has nothing to do with these people, the hilarious folks. Again, the show today is the Bidens, the gift of laughter that keeps on going. If you want to call in, 515-605-9357. We're going to be opening up those lines in just a few minutes. But here's what I want to talk about now. I do want to talk about something that's a little bit more unique, and it's much more, I'm not going to say, well, I guess it is a little more serious as far as the severity of what's going on. And some of you guys may know this, but there have been reports, again, this has nothing to do with the third world family, but there have been reports that the heat has melted runways at the UK's largest Air Force base. The residents covered windows with foil. Huh. What do you know? So in London, it was so hot in the United Kingdom on Monday that the runway of the country's largest Air Force base melted, according to a report. Sky News also reported that flights were halted at the Royal Air Force Base Brazy Norton in Oxfordshire because the runway had melted. The report came as temperatures soared to 95 degrees at the base on Monday afternoon. A tweet from the Ministry of Defense Press Office said that the aircraft are using alternate airfields as a part of a long-established plan to deal with extreme temperatures. According to the ASI, a company in the United Kingdom that sells products to maintain asphalt surfaces, the airbase uses an asphalt runway. Binders and asphalt are known to liquefy during extreme heat, as was the case in Texas during a heat wave in late June. Officials at the London's Luton Airport said in a tweet that they were working to repair a defect in the runway resulting from high temperatures. The operations have been paused in the meantime. So there's a red alert going on there. And I wanted to also throw that into the hat so that we can talk about that today. But the lines are now open. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come in and take some phone calls. All lines will be open. If you don't want to say anything, that's cool. No worries. But they are going to be open. So let's see. What are we going to talk about? Should I play the taco song again? No, I'm going to take a really quick break. It's just going to literally be like a few seconds, not even long, just a few seconds.
Radio.
All right, really a quick one, and we are back. And so I will be opening up the lines for those who want something to say about the topics that we have spoken of today. And if you want to tell me how mean I was, that's fine. I can take it. I can take it. So now 216 is open as well as 586. All the lines, including 804, are all open, and anybody is welcome to jump right on in and give us your comments. What do you got to say? Was I being mean to anybody? Was I extra mean? Was I being over? Was that too much? Did I say too much? Anybody? Anybody? Going once?
Oh, you were just too mean. You're just too mean. You know the old saying is you can't stand the heat. Stay out the kitchen.
Get out the kitchen with the tacos, baby. Taco.
That's right. But you said something that I tell Bernard and them all the time. Sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from crying.
Mm-hmm.
As crazy as things are today, mm-hmm. And you know, I always appreciate your perspective when you come on my program. And last night, I don't know if you heard any of it, but Bishop played the testimony of the. I hope I'm not getting out of it. Off the top.
No,
here.
Go. We got, look, we, this okay. Is us. We doing this. Come on.
Okay. Of the young lady that's the law professor being questioned by Josh Howling.
Mm-hmm, the idiot, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Dr. McCabe went in on her last night, like 40 going north.
And no, I didn't hear what Dr. McCabe had to say.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, where is Felicia at?
I got something for her, though. You can believe I got something
for her. Oh, my goodness. I was just, you know, but my point was, what is going on with our sisters? Why are they so in the tank for this? This whole LGBTQ agenda, you know, this march to Marxism in this country. Mm-hmm. What has happened?
There was an increase in witchcraft that started at the latter part of 2012, and it's been marching forward ever since, and it's been large swaths of black women. Huge swaths of black women. And a lot of them that are into that movement are totally into the whole Marxist no man, love is love type of stuff. And a lot of people don't even focus on that. I mean, because what we're looking at, what we're looking at are the leaves of the root that the tree produce. We're looking at the root, we're looking at the tree, but really we're just looking at the leaves. But the root that produced this was the large influx of witchcraft. There were witchcraft black witches that were on Facebook, started up in about late 2011, and then it just really ramped up right before the calendar for the Mayans was due to expire. And it just picked up and kept going and kept going. Mm-hmm. It kept going. So the majority of them, as you can see, their eyes are all big and bugged. Their eyes look like, believe me, because I believe me, like hers did, like she had been the, the AOC. She's like the black AOC of the eyeballs of it all. It's a lot of it. A lot of people aren't talking about that, but that's definitely what's going on.
I knew something was strange because, the three Black Lives Matter women, I think Gaither, Larry Gaither, is that his name?
Yeah.
I think
I know who you're talking about.
He's
a conservative cat. Yeah.
Yeah. He was talking about, I didn't realize until he brought it up, that they, all three of them, were into witchcraft. So that's I didn't realize that, but it's sad.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull it up right now.
On.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Okay, let me show you.
Wow.
And because we are spiritual beings, because we, with most melanin, they're using, well, let's just go on back, shall we? Let's take a look at who was initiated in a large coven. And that was Hillary Clinton. It's been a huge coven out in California. But she was indoctrinated, both she and her husband, were, ritually speaking, in Haiti. And I believe, as hard as it is to believe, her husband was brought in at a very high rank, I think like a Baba something, and she was as well. So they do a lot of voodoo, they do a lot of different things, and so it's only fitting that they would do the same thing. But there are black witches. And so during the time, what prompted me to really start to look into why I was seeing so much of this term, because I've always thought that the seat of the soul is the, your will is your seat of your soul, and that's the soulless realm. So I began to look, and when I did, I found that there were individuals during the campaign in 2019, 2012, when they started running, 2020. When they really started pushing for this cat, I kept saying, why do they keep saying we're fighting for the soul of America? The soul of America. I said, because your soul is where your will is. Why do they keep saying
will
that?
Will is, right.
And I went to YouTube and I put that, I don't even know if the videos are still up there, but there was this man, they had like a 24-hour prayer thing going where they were constantly praying on this one channel. And when I pulled it up, it was this guy, and he was not praying in the tongues that I remember. He was praying in something. It sounded like he was speaking, sounded like he was using tongues as witchcraft. But nonetheless, that's what the name of the title of the video was. And it was just like 24 hours. They were just constantly switching out people. And that's what they did. They used that as a way to draw people in. But it was, that's the reason why it really affected a lot of black folk.
Wow, that's amazing. But I always tell people this, you know, that there's this spiritual warfare has really ramped up. I mean, it has nothing to do with skin color. It's, skin color is just a symptom of a much larger problem, and it's just being used to draw us in to fight on a side that has never benefited us at all. So I mean, it's really, you know, it's unfortunate that our because, you know, think about it. You and I are about the same age. There was a time coming up when, as melanated people, we didn't play around on the church grounds. There was, this was the kind of stuff that melanated people just did not mess with. You know, and then you start hearing the stories about Jay-Z and Beyonce and all of them hanging out with folks like Marina Abramovich and things of that nature. And it's like, you know, signing contracts and blood and all of that stuff. A lot of people think that's kind of out there, but it's a lot deeper than most people realize.
I do agree with you. And when you mentioned Abramovich, I'm not sure, but I'm gonna bring this story up because there is a wall that they did a while ago between Ukraine and Israel, and it's the most phallic thing I've ever seen to date, as far as you know, very recent art. It's a wall that's like the continuation of the Wailing Wall, but it's like a crystal crying wall, and there's literally crystals that they have that are standing out from the wall, not, you know, cut down and pushed into the wall and recessed. No, I'm talking complete phallic. It's like a whole row of these very expensive crystals. Now, see, here's the thing. These crystals are lined from right to left, all the way up and down. I wish I could show you guys this. But there's these crystals, and they're all standing out of the wall. They come from Brazil, which is very, very, it's very serious. Now, they pick strategic places for these crystals to come from. All right, so they've got some from Brazil. They've got some from a couple of other countries that are very steeped in melanin. And it is about melanin. It most assuredly is about melanin. I made a comment last night on your show where I said that, you know what, right now it's going for about $435 a gram on the black market.
I remember you said that.
Yeah, this is on purpose. It's not by accident that they used the specific group of people who are very spiritually and electrically charged. We are electric. We are electric. Everybody is, but those with the melanin, we are even more electrically charged and even more connected with the Creator and connected with this earth. Why? We have to do a little bit of research and pull that up and find out why for ourselves. I mean, I'm not going to give all the answers, but I will say this.
Right.
Yes, we are very, very connected, and that's the reason why they use us to push their narratives. They know who we are. It's us that don't know. We're the ones that don't know. And that's the reason why these folks went out in droves like they were under some type of spell. You could tell them over and over again what he had done, how his son is, and, you know, the things about his other son, and, you know, how ironic it is that his daughter's, her diary came up. And this diary didn't just come up missing. It's been missing and found and turned in. And now they're running around acting like somebody stole something out of their house. But it's because of what's in it. It's because of what's in his son's computer that, you know, that they're losing it. They're losing their junk. They're losing their lunch. But it doesn't matter because now the spells have been cast. See, the words that they used when they kept saying fighting for the soul, they were casting spells. And so listen, when we use words, words go out, but they don't stop. They do not stop. They continue. That's the one thing. That's the reason why we have passages and old adages that say, you know, be careful what you say, or, you know, you can't never take them back. Well, no, you can never take them back. And, yes, they do hit the person that you were tossing them at. But what they do is they reverberate in time. They just continue and continue and continue. There are some studies that some metaphysical individuals have done that show that those very same words are what you get, what you glean or attach yourself to spiritually that are out there, and you don't even know that that those words are affecting you. Isn't that amazing? They weren't even words you said.
Yeah.
But there are some people that believe that those words can put you in a depressing state and you don't know why you're depressed. You're like, well, what just happened? All I did was drove across the street and I came back. Well, they say that if you are not in tune, or if you're not 100% rested, or, you know, whatever it is, that you're susceptible to it. So words have a lot of power, and these individuals know it because they're not human. A lot of people say, well, that's not a nice thing to say. I'm not trying to be mean. You have to understand, like we always say, that things do start in the spirit realm, and then they do go into the natural. Well, what is the purpose of them starting at this, in the spirit realm, if we're not dealing with spirits? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, rulers, wickedness, and high places. And it doesn't matter if you – listen, I am not a Christian for obvious reasons, but I do believe in the Creator, and I do know what he said, and I can rightly divide what he said from what Rome said. Okay? And that's just the truth. And the purpose for that is because I've done the study. And after I look at evidence, you don't have to hit me in the head twice. A house don't have to fall on me. Once I do research outside of just what you've given me. And I liken it to this. And this is sort of a kooky phrase, but I'm going to say it. If you had a bad guy, and the bad guy wanted to control you, and then the bad guy gave you a manual that had truth in it, that he mixed all the words up in it and gives it to you, you're not going to read it like the bad guy gives it to you. If you know that it's mixed with truth, you're going to keep studying that truth and go outside, and you're going to take historical context, and you're going to juxtapose it to this, this, and this in order for you to get the truth. See, the Creator knew that they were going to do all these little creepy things that they did with the word, to include the alleged Mandela effect that happened a few years ago, and that will more than likely continue to happen, right? Because they used a wizard to pen the quote-unquote King James, the wizard, version. You cannot remove a piece of art from the one who painted it. I can't take King James away from his version. I know who he was on so many levels. We talked about, you know, would we be angry if somebody were an abuser of children? Would we you know, would we not like that person? I was on a panel not long ago, and they were talking about people being arrested, and one guy goes, well, I don't believe that all the black people that get arrested should get arrested. So the moderator says, well, wait a minute, man. What about people who molest children? They're evil. They're wicked. Why wouldn't you want that person arrested? So he sort of looked at him, well, yeah, they could go to jail. Okay, so here's my point for bringing that part up. King James was a who? What did he do? Look into him. What did he do with children? What was he? What type of lifestyle did he lead? Why was he commissioned? Who commissioned him? What was that person's deal? It's always about the money. But if you can follow the money, and if you can begin to exegete the real stuff out of it, you're going to be left with nuggets, and the rest is just going to be garbage. That's the reason, partly, why I do not subscribe to anything that they say. I instead know that we did not create ourselves. We did not make ourselves. There is one Creator that created man and woman, created them. He created right. Man and woman. Okay? But I do not subscribe to the version that they give at all, because I know who they are. And so they use the Bible. They use their people going into big churches. And there's a lot of poor Christian people. And I feel really bad for them, because they'll say, well, how can the church allow this? How? Because if you really look at the history of the church, They are who they are. They're just dark skinned. They've never changed. All they did is took one big body and then had several different. This is some demonic stuff when you really start to do the study, when you really start to break it down and you see how wicked, how they've crafted everything to catch people in a net. It's the most amazing thing on the planet. It's actually very, very scary. So when you look at it and you see all these offshoots, you've got this offshoot over here. You've got this person over here. You've got this organization over here. But then when you start to look at the similarities, because, well, they're narcissists and they've got to be in everything, you start to say, hey, wait a minute. This is what they do, and this is what they do. Why? Because they're not going to allow, Rome will not allow anybody else to take the spotlight, not for long. When they do, it's just because they need to gain. It's their net-net. It's what they need to gain from it. If that makes sense, it's what they need to gain. So that's the only reason why they're going to give up their spotlight for a second, which is like the only reason why they sold out their specific group of women. And I personally love all people, but I believe that folks should be together so that they can continue their lineage. That's what I personally believe. But if you look right now, even this kooky cat that's the president even made a statement. Well, look what's going on. Who would have thought in America you would have a white woman and a black man on a commercial talking together? That's because they're now sacrificing their own. Listen, back years ago, they used to make comments that said, you know, there are flyers. And if we were actually, and I think I will put them in a place where everybody can see them, if I can email them to them, but there were like these old advertisements when they were trying to cancel out marijuana, and I think it's back in the 30s or 20s or something like that, they were saying, do you want these savages to use this marijuana and come and, you know, I'm not even going to use the R word, but you can imagine, our lovely white wives and our white daughters. This is the demented part that was leading this demonic cult that is using this to lead people. And I don't even blame the white people that are like us, just regular folks, because it's not their fault. They're being used, because if you do not have your guard up around your mind, you are susceptible to walk, to talk, to be used by spirits that are here and to do all kinds of malady, all kind of evil, wicked things. And it does not matter what color you are. If you are a willing participant because you've not guarded your heart with all due diligence and you don't know the meaning of it, then you will fall subject to these things. You will fall subject to these things. You guys, we've got about 31 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to call in, it's 515-605-9357. This is Felicia Lockhart, the Felicia Lockhart Show, which is the Lockhart Perspective. I want to thank all of y'all for being here today. We're talking about a lot of stuff. First started out with the laughter, that is. The laughter that just keeps on giving Mr. and Mrs. Biden. They're biding their time. They're just sitting there. 804-855, do you have anything to add to this? Or... anybody else? I see you down there, 586.
No, I got something to say. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. In the context, a lot of stuff said there. A lot of things need to be taken in context. One thing about it, like you said, a lot of people are too stuck on side of the aisle. They don't even know what side they're stuck on. They just walking along. But that's that CDC zombie preparedness thing. So I actually tell you the truth, people are looking for zombies to be dead, but the zombies walking around you every day. That's how I look at it. You got zombies walking around you every day. You just don't know. You try to help them, and you can't help them. They walk right into the crosswalk. You know, like you were saying about the candy. Well, do they want the candy? No, they don't want the candy. But they want what they think is called the lesser of two evils. But that's even a subjective statement right there, because that just means as long as you ain't beating me up in the head and you'll kill me with a shot, I'll take that better than being beat up and shot down in the street by a police officer. Still the same thing, you're going to die either way. So I don't get the problem. What's the problem? And I would always say, what's the problem with this? If I talk to you nice, but I'm still beating you up at the same time, as Malcolm X said, is that progress or sticking a knife in your back? And they've been sticking a knife in your back for a while. Actually, doing it right now. Yeah. So we just got to use discernment and stuff like that when we're talking to these people. Because these people don't even know where the hell they're coming from. They don't know what's going on. It's kind of like I was in a barbershop last week. And my barber told me, I've been knowing you for a long time. I've known you 32 years. And he said, one thing about it, you ain't for the faint of heart. And he joked about it. He said, you know what? He said that he blamed the men and he blamed the women. He said the brothers, we create an environment where the women do what they do, and men, and women create a market. Like he was talking about, he was specifically talking about, he said he don't mind people talking about the eyelashes and stuff like that. He said some of them with the eyelashes and the long hair, weaves and stuff. He said they look kind of clowny. I mean, he just telling me. So he's like, it is a market for that. But he said it's called a subculture. But if you look at what's going on TV with Biden, right, the women that they got, Tierra Mack, the one that was twerking out there in Rhode Island. See, when it comes to white people or Indians, they try to give them what they call an uplifting image. Like the Latinos said, don't talk about us like that. But when it comes to our women, they try to subject us to that subculture. Same thing we come on in barbershop. Long lashes, hair weaves, women twerking. I smoke some weed. Why can't you talk to me like you talk to these other so-called professionals? They're really not. They're not no better than me or you, but that's how they perceive themselves. But they try to get you with the subculture. So it's actually very embarrassing. That's all I got.
You say it's actually very embarrassing, you said. Is that what you said? Did you say it's actually very embarrassing? I think he's off the line.
It's a clown show.
Yeah, it is a clown show. And, you know, I say this all the time. What I start to do is when I see these clowns that they put up, I do the research on their families. And if I can't find any family, if you just say, you know, Betty Smith, her father was a truck driver, and the mother was a nurse. But you don't tell me any more about Betty Smith. When I'm doing research, if I can't find mother, father, pictures, if I can't find anything, if I can't find the high school, if you just tell me they graduated in California and then they did this and that, as was the case with one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, I know that that person was either from Haiti and that you brought them here and that you groomed them. And this is the reason why they behaved the way that they did. Or these are people who were in the system already in the States that did not have a place of origin. They did not have a place of origin. Now, you can look at me and say, okay, well, she graduated from Banning High School. You know, she went to Cal State University, Dominguez Hills. She also went over to, El Camino College. Did a couple of things there. She went to Bible college. This is the year she graduated. These are the photos from her, you know, graduation. This is her and her, you know, first ordination. This is the music that she did. Here are the CDs that she sang on. These are the compilations. These are the people that she traveled overseas on mission trips with. There's enough about me where you will see that I'm a real human being, or somebody really did some good working to create an envelope online about me, if that makes any sense. Am I making sense? So when I see people like these chicks that don't have anything but bullet point in their lives, I already know you created her for a reason. You created her for a reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you created her. And these people are created to do the tasks
that they're doing. The same thing I keep telling everybody, look out for that little boy, Ilian Gonzalez. Wasn't that his name that came over here? They made a really big deal about him, and then they sent him back over to Cuba. Remember him? Yeah. Keep looking. Keep looking, because they create the people that they want you to have as heroes. They create, and I literally mean create. I always and will never come off the fact that, you know, Martin Luther King's name was Michael. I'll never come back off of that, and I will never back down from the fact that I want to know who told Rosa Parks to stay so stoic for so long, for so many photos, after the bus driver got out and got some help. I want to know how come there were so many cameras, and who told her to just stare out the window and look ever so gently without getting knocked upside the head. Like Oprah did in that movie where she had to scream across the street, get my children out of here. Huh? We're talking about the same folk, right? You want us to believe that in a time where people were treating people with melanin evil and mean and wicked, that now they have the opportunity to sit stoically on a bus and wait for the photographer from the whatever newspaper it was at that time to take this picture and then that shot. Okay, hold still. It's just like it is with the whole, and people want to say, oh, you don't believe that they went to the moon? No. Why? Because I've got too much stuff that I've seen that shows that who would put a paper mache rocket in the sky? They made the patented mistake of allowing people to see what they said went up in the sky, because it's not, you know, they didn't go up in the space. And as you can now with technology go in closer and look at the photo, I'm like, that's a curtain rod. Then I'm looking at the people sitting with me. I'm like, look, is it me? Is that a curtain rod? Is that masking tape? What is this? This looks like cardboard. What is this? So here is my point. I don't believe none of the stuff you show me. I don't believe it. I ain't crazy. I think people will say, oh, I'm tripping because I'm that bold, but I'm not no Yoakum. I'm not going to be half-stepping. I've been fooled a couple of times, and mostly in areas of love where the emotion sits, okay? But this stuff right here, I'm not tripping off of none of it. I know what I see, and I know that what they're showing is not the truth. So therefore, I'm not going to believe in Rosa Parks. Okay, because first of all, you trying to put people on stamps? This is what we do in the United States? You putting folks on stamps now? you're considering somebody for the $20 bill, and why the 20? Well, what's so special about that? I ask questions, and I have to, because I feel like when you don't ask questions and when you just believe the okie doke, then you're setting yourself up for whatever comes after. You know what I mean? I really do. I believe that. Well, you guys, we are at the top of the hour. It is now 4:08 on the East Coast, and we've only got about 20 minutes left in this show. And so, I'm going to do a little bit of ID right here. Got 1 minute before I can do it, so let me go ahead and knock that out for you.
Lockhart Radio.
This is the Felicia Lockhart Show, the Lockhart Perspective. And if you are listening, I want to tell you welcome. If you are listening online through the Facebook thingy, it's like a little thingy that you go through, I want to tell you welcome. And if you in the future want to be a part of the show, please don't hesitate to dial 515-605-9357 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have a lot of fun over here because I can. I have a lot of fun over here because I can, and that is what I want to tell you. So you can be a part of the show if you simply call in and just want to hold on and hang out. You can do that. Or if you want to make your voice heard, you can press the number 1, be put in the host queue, and if I don't know your number, we'll screen you, ask you a couple of questions, find out what it is you want to share, and that's it. Then you're a part of the party, baby. That's it. That's all. Over here, I'm not as staunch or stiff as I am elsewhere. On other platforms most of the time because I'm trying to just get the business of it all done. Here, this is my little house. This is this is where I have the most fun. Whether you know it or not, if you've been able to do that research that we were just cracking about, this is my start. This is where I started. I started in radio, and it just went from there. You know, back in the day, we used to have an actual license to be on the radio, and I think they sort of thought about that and thought, no, if we give out this many licenses, then that means people are going to have the ability to use ham radios in the future. We don't want that. So everybody that comes on the air, we're just going to make you, you know, follow along with the FCC's rules and regulations, but you ain't got to have no license. But if you want to run one of those radios, you got to have one. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that unique? But I still have my license, so there's that. Listen, we are at 18 minutes and 42 seconds left to go in the show. And if nobody has anything else to say, I guess maybe we can shut it down early unless you guys have anything else you want to add. But before we go, if you guys have decided that you, you know, you don't have anything else to say, I am going to give you guys a special treat. Would everybody like a treat? Does everybody want something special? We all like a lot of sweets, don't we? Well, we're not going to eat Skittles because we know that Skittles are now dangerous. But we are going to give you a little something just to get your feet moving. Is there any? I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Yeah. So I just want to say it's been a good show. And I was going to bring up that thing with the Skittles, actually, because I was talking to Brother Shaq about it earlier, about the Skittles and stuff like that. And I said, it's kind of amazing. I never really ate Skittles anyway. I just never really cared for them. But they had one of the football players named Marshawn Lynch that was promoting a year ago. But that really was kind of like a fire for Taste the Rainbow, if you can remember.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a push to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually were pushing the Skittles at the same time. They were pushing the game at the same time. Kind of actually a good phenomenon to use, man.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I would want to say, there have been mass protests in Europe, France, and other places that are going on. And the media silence has been crazy on it. Like, they're not really giving us no pressure. These are worldwide revolts happening. There's problems in these people. A lot of stuff going on, Sri Lanka included. A lot of things are going on. But this is the things they really should be talking about. Because we're going to have a lot of situations happening in the next couple of months. And monkeypox, the governor, the D.C. mayor, she's saying that they need to get 100,000 doses for 10 districts. Well, how do you know you need that much? And as a city, of 100,000 people, do you need that much of it? What's going on with that?
Well, you know, as this thing has unfolded over the past couple of years, I think that those who've been doing any, especially you and others who've been doing any type of research or just, you know, funneling information and digging into it or even reading it, I think we've all come to know that there has been some really nefarious things afoot as it relates to this whole entire topic. As it relates to the cure, as it relates to what's in it, as it relates to the actual disease itself, and then to follow up with the monkey thing, you know, even looking back at the gorilla girl with the monkey, the gorilla girl with the hair stuff, how it affected Black folks, and then they just now, I don't know whether everybody knows how that hair thing affected Black people. They all had something to say. The chicken sandwich, they all had something to say. And now they're coming out with all these different psyops made in TikTok that's making you look at narratives, and then they're responding to them, really. They really are. There's a couple of them that are out right now. But when you consider this monkeypox thing, they've actually stated that they're trying to change the name, and I'm not sure if they've done it or not. But the part that gets me is they're acting as if it's exactly like AIDS. Because they said that now what they're telling everybody is, well, it's basically something that goes on between, you know, homosexual men. This is what they said about monkeypox. Does that sound like something else that had Fauci's little grubby mitts on it? What they call radio silence. Yeah. What I like about what's going on in Sri Lanka, because I heard you mention them, is that they are... They're really fighting
not,
back.
If you're not gay, then why are you worried about it?
Well, see, the deal is let me tell you what it really is. What it really is they're not – what it really is they've got a lot of people right now that are going to be coming down with HIV, and it's really going to be in the black community. And I'm going to give you my theory, and it is not a proven fact. So it is alleged. It is my theory, and I could be wrong. That's why I'm saying it is my theory. It is my theory that when they first started this whole thing a couple of years ago with the first one, with the C, it is my theory that when they gave certain groups of individuals a remedy for it, that the remedies having the different color caps and the different color lot, the different lot numbers and the different color caps to match each lot number was because each one was given in a specific community and neighborhood for a specific reason. They do nothing by accident. And I believe that the insertions that were seen from the Indian physicians that was reported in a paper from the Lancet in the latter part of 19 and early part of 2000 that was scrubbed and removed from the Lancet. It was approved, accepted, and published in the Lancet that they saw three insertions. One was HIV, one was SARS, and the other was Ebola. They said that these insertions had to happen by somebody literally inserting them. So now I juxtapose that to the fact, this is how my mind works, I juxtapose that to the fact that now you got them saying, well, this is, you know, if you're a man and you're with a man, then this is from this disease. That's what the monkeypox is. So what I believe is that they literally had different types of medications that were going to serve people when they all went out there and got their jabo. And that you're going to start to see a lot of people, especially within our community, that have now full-blown HIV. I believe that their autoimmune systems are going to be unbelievably compromised having had this, especially if they got it in a certain neighborhood or community. That's what I believe. And I do believe that there are going to be other people that have other things going on in their body. Because like I said, it's not by coincidence or accident that they actually took these cats' report out of the Lancet. These were three notable physicians. These were scientists. And they said, hey, we've all come to the conclusion that this is not right. Why is this like this? Somebody had to have done this. Well, yeah, okay. Now you've got different caps. Now you've got different lot numbers that went along with this thing. And you just mark my words. I could be wrong, but just, you know, keep an eye on what I'm saying. Look at the statistics for, you know, HIV in certain communities. Look it up in Atlanta. See how much did it raise up at a time where everybody was shut down in the house. Look at their rates of how many people have had that thing in their bodies. And then look several months later at the amount of people who are getting it. Now, there was also another study to show how nefarious it was. This study was done that showed that what they were putting in into individuals was had the ability to affect the kidneys, had the effect to mess with the pancreas. So that means in those communities, if they got that particular one, their pancreas was affected, and then you saw a heightened level of diabetes. Who gets diabetes, you know, more often than not? What community is that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that we're dealing with a very nefarious group, far deeper than what we think, far more nefarious than we've ever given them credit for. And that's the reason why I tell everybody to have your wits about you and learn to intercede if you don't know how. There's nothing wrong with picking up that Bible, because that Bible will have nuggets of truth, and that truth will jump off the pages for the person that is seeking the truth from the Creator of all of us. He will give you truth. It's impossible for him not to. You cannot be joined together with him in any capacity and not have truth come out of that walk with him, because he wants you to seek after. That's the reason why. He says, you know what, I just love it when people seek after me, because when they seek after me, it, what the word said, that he comes and he sits right there with them. He's right there with you. If you look in the book of James, which is like one of my favorites, book of James tells you how to walk with him, how to how to be led by him, how to understand and recognize the sin that you're in and what you're led away by and how you can't even control your tongue and how to control it. And it shows you all of that stuff. So if you have any questions about him, not religiosity, about him, you can pick up that book. He knows where to lead you when you're looking for him. When you're looking for man, you're going to find a lot of rituals. You're going to find a lot of habits. You're going to find a lot of, you know, we stand up at 2 o'clock, then we sit down, and then we go over here, then we pass the plate at 2:45, and then the pastor preaches for 30 minutes on one topic, one scripture. You may or may not write it down if you choose, but when he's done 30 minutes preaching or teaching, he's going to preach for the next 10 minutes, and then somebody, Sister Black, usually, she's going to jump up and roll around and do a dance because she does it every single Sunday. She is always affected by his words. And then you got this one over here. That's the staunch meanie that won't even let you chew a piece of gum. You're chewing a mint, and she thinks it's gum. She's passing you a Kleenex. That's the Usher. Not the Usher, the Usher. So it's not about the religiosity of men. It's about having a personal relationship with him. With him. Yeah. A lot of people think that because you, you know, believe the way you believe, or you walked away from a lot of beliefs, just that you are an atheist, or that you are, you know, agnostic, or that you're this and that. Mm-mm. I just want a relationship with him. That's it. I want to know him. I want to know his ways. I want to be like the cat that said, hey, let me see you. He said, well, no, you can't get a whole eye full, because no man can see me and live. But when I walk past you, you can go head on and you'll see me as I leave, as I walk away. Right? Yeah. That's what having a relationship with him will do for you. It will free you from the religiosity of men. It will free you from having to vote on the right or the left. It will free you from having to choose the lesser of the two evil, as if any evil is good at all. It will free you from being, you know, worried or tripping on what people say about you. It frees you. That's what the truth is, and he is truth. He is that. I appreciate all of you guys for joining us today. Please remember, we'll be back on Wednesday. If he says the same and the creek don't rise, we're going to be back here Wednesday. And if you are listening to this on the replay and you want to know how you can be a part of the party, baby, just dial 515-605-9357. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time to be a part of the show. Listen, you can just stay and listen, or you can call in and with the anticipation to let me know what you think. You may disagree with me, and that's okay. As long as you do it respectfully, it's going to be all right, okay? All right, folks, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a jam before we leave, because I know you guys enjoyed it. I know all y'all liked it. I know you did, so let me make sure I can get it for. Let me cue it back up. We got to cue it back up. We got to cue it back up and let you go ahead and let you have a little bit of this. Come on now. Here we go. Are you ready? All right. So, Miss Biden, tell us about what you want to eat. I'm sorry. I just had to do it. Whew. Okay. So I guess what we'll be talking about on one of the shows later today, because I got a couple more to do, we're probably going to go ahead and dig into the whole Sri Lanka piece. If you follow me anywhere, then you're going to go to Headlines of the Voice on YouTube. You can also do that on BitChute. Now, on BitChute, we are going to deal with topics on Headlines with a Voice that we cannot deal with elsewhere. Yeah, we are. And I would love for you guys to all go over there. If you've not become a subscriber on Headlines with a Voice on BitChute, please do so today, because you'll be able to get an alert if you actually check that box that says you want to be alerted when I make any new content. You can also do the same thing there with the Lockhart Perspective on YouTube and Headlines with a Voice on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Then I want you to beat up. I just want you to the little bell notification. So that way when I go live, you'll know it. All right. Listen, everybody, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. And I want you guys to remember what we always say on any Felicia Lockhart Group publications, and that is that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High. I want you guys to remember to take care of yourselves, and then I want you to reach out and take care of somebody else. And until we see each other again, please continue to be blessed. All right? Thanks so much for being here.
Lockhart Radio.